Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, good morning, Central Coast. It's a damn sad day today. It was last week. The news filtered through that the great 2GO and Triple M announcer Bobby Peters had passed away. Absolute legend, hey mate.
Yeah, absolute really legend. Sad. So involved, so radio. He lived and breathed what he did, and he was kind to everyone. He had time for everyone, and it's really, really sad that he's gone.
The amount of charity work Bobby Peters did will never be forgotten. The amount of calls that we've taken, and this afternoon Bob will be laid to rest, and to his family and his friends, we send love and prayers and best wishes today, as we say, our great mate around Triple M and 2GO, Bobby Peters. Rest in peace, old mate.
Today, we farewell a fellow broadcaster, a friend to all, a proud father and grandfather, a man with an incredible 40-year radio and TV career, a much-loved and admired person who has left us way too soon. Bob Pizzengrilli, known to most of us as the inimitable Bob Peters.
This is Bob Peters. Hello, Bob.
Hello, my name is Antonio Banderas.
The ultimate list of the best of the old with the best of the new.
Gladiator.
Movies don't come any bigger. Russell Crowe in the Oscar-winning masterpiece.
Two tribes, 10 survivors.
Hendrix made it rock in the 60s.
Well, I was pumping gas in my old man's servo till I was about 19, probably about 18 actually, and one of his customers came in with a disco set up in the back of his van, and my old man said, "Take my son, will you?" Anyway, I ended up getting a chance to have a go at DJing. Ended up his partner was the program manager here at 2GO, and after a bit of badgering, I finally got a gig. All I wanted to do was hear myself on commercials, funnily enough, because I wanted to hear myself back then. And unless you were driving home and hearing your ad, you wouldn't hear it. So I'd like to get myself on the air as soon as I could, but I was never quite up to speed at the start. So I was carting, which is putting commercials that had been recorded from the big reel-to-reel tapes onto small cartridge players so the guys could play them in the studio. It just went on from there and became a full-time jock probably about 6 months after that.
The Coast. 2GO.
Good morning, it's 8:06. Let's check rail information for you right now, and we'll also get a report from the phone ranger.
Summer Station 2GO. Johnny Rivers as we soundtrack the 60s and High on a Mountain of Love. How do you get rolly papers around that?
It's supposed to be a jingle here. Summer Station 2GO.
Haven't got time for it, see?
God, this is going to be hard.
Doing them straight.
Doing them straight.
I know, when you're always so...
Thank you.
Happy.
Stop.
A better music mix and more variety on the coast. A better music mix and more variety on the coast. More variety on the coast, 2GO. Shut up.
Morning, Ross.
Morning, Bob.
How are you?
Look, as the dawn breaks, so do I.
What have you done?
Like a flower unfolding, I am.
Oh, really? Poison ivy, right?
Bob Peters and Sarah King here with the Sounds Unlimited Orchestra. How's the weather, mate?
Can I move a motion first?
You move a motion outside the studio, not in the studio.
I'd like to move the motion that we get rid of this music. It's driving me crazy.
No.
A mild day, dry conditions with west and northwest winds freshening.
Since that time, he enjoyed great success at Coast Rock FM, along with stints at WSFM in Sydney.
Classic hits, 2WSFM 101.7, A Wide Variety Workday, and Janis Joplin, Me and My Bobby McGee. Before that, minute working down under. Hi to Debbie Hutchison, one of our callers who registered in the last half hour. Debbie, you never know when I'll be calling you. Concentrate on the road. Okay. Classic hits, 2WSFM 101.7. If you touch that dial again, I'll make it go for longer. So I went down there in the early 90s and stayed there till about 2000 when I got a job at the Sydney Olympics doing the cycling announcements for road and track and the velodrome.
Olympic champions and gold medalists, Australia.
That was fun. And then from that, Channel 9 picked me up and I started doing just voiceovers professionally for about 10, 12 years after that.
Monday, 9 kicks off with a scorcher.
Can your nerves take it? The game is on.
Temptation at 7. Then, compelling new cold case. A lost loved one will affect them all.
It's someone we know.
Next, get set to double your comedy hits.
Jackie!
With action man Jackie Chan.
Jackie, you're a nice guy.
Sorry. He's Mr. Nice Guy. Next.
New FM Newcastle.
The best music all the time.
On 105.3 New FM.
Okay, we seem to have a problem here. I don't know what the problem is. Look, come in here. We have this thing happening. So, computer program has gone down, folks. Let me read from War and Peace.
A lifelong South Sydney member.
Glory, glory to South Sydney.
Well, it stems from my dad. Dad came out here in 52, jumped on the back of South Sydney, and as a consequence, as we were growing up, it was South Sydney, South Sydney. Been South Sydney through and through. I've got the tats. I've got so many South Sydney things at home. It's unbelievable. There's like a little homage to the team in my living room. Yeah, no, I'm mad keen South man, always will be. Did the ground announcing in 2006.
2014, one of the best nights of your life?
Absolutely. Swear to God, I've never seen so many grown men crying and laughing at the same time. The most magical rugby league experience of my life. I'll never forget it.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I didn't really start paying attention to animated features until I had kids, right? I was always a big Bugs Bunny fan growing up, you know, and all the characters there, Rocky Bullwinkle and stuff, and learned to sort of do the catchphrases over the years. And then when the kids came along, it was my go-to, you know, with the kids. They'd be watching TV and they'd be watching, say, Rocky Bullwinkle, and I'd go, "Hey, Bianca!" And she'd turn around and go, "What?" "It's Dad! Hey!"
His beautiful voice was also heard on Fox Sports before returning home to 2GO and Triple M.
107.7 2GO, that's Paul McCartney and Wings and Live and Let Die. It's Bob Peters here. Where am I working today?
Here's Chris Isaac. Baby did a bad, bad thing.
The Coast Zone, 107.7 Triple M. Talk about synergy. Alanis Morissette is on the list for our bucket list gigs, and she's playing Seattle, one of the venues. Jeff, what's wrong, my man?
Hey, Bobby, is the Who on the list? Oh, mate, where are they playing?
They're playing in LA. All right, let's get back into the summer of greatest hits. Here's Foreigner on Triple M.
Plus, countless commercials.
Cheerful. Reflective. Seductive. Warm. Energetic. Romantic. Mysterious. Calm. Maloney Lighting. Nice.
I felt good doing that too.
Coming home. You'll just say you're coming home.
You know, the magic of radio, it's just, it's marvellous. I love it. You can do things, you can create a visual in someone's head just by the things you say and the effects you play. I guess 2GO and 2WS were two stations that I had an enormous amount of fun. And radio is fun. It's not really a job. My dad once said to me, he said, if they ever invent a job where they pay you for doing nothing, you'll find it. So I said, Dad, I found it. If it feels good, do it, as long as you're not breaking the law.
World is wrong and seeming without end. Her days go on. I remember you, my friend. And though you're gone, and my heart's been empty, it seems I'll see you in my dream.
This tribute to Bob was handcrafted by Dave Horsepool, whom Bob spent many hours with in the recording studio.
Thanks, Davey.
Rest in peace, Bob Pizzangrilli. We'll miss you, mate.
And I'll see you in my dreams.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.